主，感谢你，我们今天真的又来到你的面前。
Lord, thank you. We are here in front of you again today.
所以天父，请帮助我充。
Heavenly Father, help us to live a fulfilled day.
在各方面，我都知道如何来忠于你。
So in all aspects, I know how to be loyal to you.
耶稣，帮助我把自己交给别人。
To give myself to others.
善待我遇到的每一个人。
Treat everyone I meet well.
圣灵，帮助我爱迷失的人。
Holy Spirit, please help me to love all the lost people that I meet today.
在我所做和所说的一切中，能够来宣扬耶稣基督。
In everything I do and say, be evangelizing the gospel for you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
所以为我们2023年的事工祷告。
We pray for our ministries in the upcoming 2023.
特别是为三项重点的事工祷告
，especially for the three focal ministries，
小组敬拜和媒体事工
，small group worship and multimedia。
愿主祝福这些事工，预备我们的心。
May God you bless these ministries and prepare our hearts。
让我们都愿意接受这些改变。
So we are willing to accept the changes that are coming。
毕竟我们所有的事工都是为了荣耀神。
Because all the ministries are for your own glory.
完成他的大使命。
To accomplish the great mission that you commanded us to do.
我们为小东弟兄在感恩节的受浸祷告。
We pray for Brother Xiaodong's baptism in the upcoming Thanksgiving.
愿神祝福他与他的家人。
May God bless him and his family.
为我们南城县华人浸信会的房征祷告。
We pray for the multiplication of our CCBCSOC.
求神带来更多的慕道友。
May God bring more seekers.
主，我为所有的弟兄姊妹的灵性和他们的身体健康祷告。
Lord, I pray all brothers and sisters spiritual growth and health.
我们也为正在或将要旅行的人祷告，愿主赐他们平安。
We also pray for those who are currently travel or will be travel. May peace be with them.
为我们年轻的一代祷告。
Pray for our young generation.
愿他们在神的爱和真理中成长。
May they grow in God's love and truth.
为我们的牧师和同工们祷告。
Pray for our pastor and co-workers.
愿神带领他们，将他的智慧赐给他们。
May God lead them and give them wisdom，
使他们能够在义理里服侍他和他的教会。
So they can serve and you and your spirit in one spirit, in your church in one spirit。
这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer。
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
In Lord Jesus' name we pray。
Amen。
Amen。
请坐。
Please be seated。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
在我讲道之前，我邀请了一位弟兄来为我们唱一首他很喜爱的诗歌。
Before I give my sermon, I invited a brother to sing a hymn for us.
我们请那王正堂弟兄请您上来。
Brother Thomas, please.
你要用哪一个唱？在这里好。等一下，
好，可以。
I'm going to sing the precious moment of prayer.
祷告良辰，祷告良辰，是我时时操心，因我到父施恩座前。将我心愿向父说明，每逢痛苦忧愁之时，我临在主前得安息，试探网络得以脱离，我为靠此祷告良辰。祷告良辰，祷告良辰，如有双翼向主飞升， 将我请求向主并称，主因我求主爱永恒，主既愿我常见覆面，信靠他的真理恩言，我便卸去一切重担，安静等候祷告良辰。谢谢。
哎，王继昌还没。
哎 ，Brother Thomas, please come back.
过来，我为你祷告。来
，Brother Thomas, let me pray for you.
来，来，我们为你，来，我们一起来为他祷告。你往前，请。
Let's pray for him together.
为你祷告。主，我们把我们的 Thomas 兄在这里恭敬的交托给你。
Lord, we lift up Thomas Wong here for you.
我们知道，他的一生的经历真的是见证主在他身上的恩典与怜悯。
He has been a great witness of your mercy and the love in his whole life.
我们知道他享受你。
We know he enjoys you.
更愿意在唱你的诗歌中来亲近你的自己。
And also, he gets closer to you as he sings your song.
所以在这里，教会，透过我来祝福我们的弟兄。
So here, we want to bless our brother.
愿我们的弟兄一生蒙你所用。
May brother will be used by you.
我们每个人对我们自己的限制。
We all have our limitations.
但在主的眼中，我们都是他完美的同仁。
But we are the perfect pupil in God's eyes.
他乐意把他恩赐赐给我们。
He's willing to give us his blessings and gifts.
恩赐虽有不同，
so although the gifts are different,
却是一个身体。
But we are all one body.
弟兄在这个身体中，
the brother in this body,
愿意尽他的功能，
is willing to fulfill his function.
为这我们赞美主。
So we praise you for that.
所以亲爱的王弟兄，
the dear brother Wang,
我愿主耶稣厚厚的恩膏于您。
May God anoint you bountifully.
透过你能够把福音传给更多需要主耶稣的人。
Through you, the gospel will be preached to all the needy ones.
愿你的生活喜乐。
May your life be joyful.
继续为我们主耶稣做一个美好的见证。
Continue to be a great witness for our Lord.
这是我的祷告。
This is my prayer.
也是教会的祷告。
It's also the prayer of the church.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
阿门。
阿门。
好，谢谢牧师，谢谢，谢谢。哈哈，很甜美啊。
Very sweet。
对，我每次看到弟兄姊妹愿意把我们自己，我们其实我也一样，我们愿意把我们自己仅有的一份摆出来奉献给神。
When we are willing to put our portion in front of God,
神是非常喜乐的。
God is very happy about this.
弟兄姊妹。假如你平常生活里面你有享受的，你有摸着的。
So brother and sister, if you have any enjoyment, any revelation in your life,
牧师欢迎你来跟我讲，来做一点五分钟的见证。
Welcome to let me know, and you can give a 5 minutes testimony.
因为你的见证
，because your testimony,
老实说，跟牧师的讲道一样重要。
It's as important as my sermon.
我们要福音生活化。
We want to integrate gospel into our lives.
所以你的经历帮助我们认识怎样把主的话带到我们的生活里。
So your testimony will help us to realize how to bring God's Lord to us.
是一个生活福音化、福音生活化的教会。
May our church be a church that can integrate gospel into our life and live our gospel every day.
Amen.
Amen.
师母要不要椅子坐啊？不用啊。良心不安好，弟兄姊妹
Brother and sisters
我今天的主题是你们要重生。
My topic today is you must be born again.
你们要重生。
You must be born again.
是从约翰福音3:1-8出来的。
The first is from John 3:1-8.
约翰福音3:1-8.
The book of John chapter 3 verses 1-8.
那我今节我有中音放上去了，所以我们就不用重复的练。例如说我们在练英文的时候，请中文的弟兄姊妹你就直接看就好了，这我们就不用两边就重复练，因为我都一起放上面了哈。所以我们先用英文来，我们一起来啊。
Let's read in English first.
Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. 那就是有一个有一个法利赛人哈。
There's a Pharisee。
那弟兄姊妹，法利赛人哈，在犹太人里面是特别很特别独特的一个群体哈，或者是你可以说是一个团体啊。
Pharisees are a very special group within the Jews。
他们是以自己的所谓的圣经知识为荣。
They are proud like they are very well versed in biblical knowledge。
他们最为骄傲的就是他们对摩西五经啊非常的熟悉。
Especially their knowledge in the Moses.
那在我们印象中呢，如果你还读福音书的话，你一想到法利赛人，你可能第一个反应就觉得这个法利赛人不是什么好的人哈。
So the impression for the gospel is that Pharisees are not good people.
因为大家，因为耶稣的确也很严厉的斥责法利赛人他们所做的一些行为或是带领的方式。
Because Jesus did scolded them for their behavior and how they live their life.
可是你们要知道，在那个圣殿被毁之后
，But knowing that after the temple was ruined,
那个犹太人弟兄姊妹被打散到各地去啊
，Brothers and sisters were dispersed to different localities.
那基本上犹太人也被罗马政府压迫到哈，也是蛮大的压力的。
Jews were also oppressed by the Roman government.
可是这一个这个法利赛人呢，却因着他们对圣经的坚持啊，维持了犹太优良的传统。
But on the other hand, the Pharisees also keep the good tradition of Jewish people.
你站旁边好了，这样大家都会看的。你站旁边，他们至少还会看我啊。谁叫你那个很可爱啊？就站起来，这样，你要不要椅子啊？
不用，
不用，好，谢谢。这样子你们还可以看我一下下次不能找太漂亮了所以法利赛人因为他坚持他们的所谓他们自认为优秀的传统
These Pharisees, they insist on the excellent tradition they have
所以在罗马政府打压他们的时候呢这整个犹太的传统因为这一群人的坚持可以存留下来
So the Jewish tradition was preserved even under the oppression of the Roman government.
所以基本上法利赛人在他们犹太人的群体中是蛮受尊重的。
The Pharisees are well respected among the Jewish community.
就是因为这一群人的坚持，我们今天才可以继续懂得什么叫犹太人的传统。
It's because of them we still have the Jewish tradition here.
所以现在有一个为耶和华、为神坚持他的话语传统的法利赛人。名字叫尼哥底母。
So now we have Nicodemus, who is a Pharisee who insists on the Jewish tradition.
他不仅是坚持他的信仰，他的认识的圣经规条，而且他还是做官的。
Not only on the religious belief, but also he was an officer in the government.
大家要想一想，那时候是在罗马政府的统治下。
Remember, at that time it was under the government of the Roman government.
你要在犹太人里面做官的话呢，那你毕竟你的身份，或者是你跟罗马政府的关系都是不太一样的。
To be an officer as a Jewish, you have to have a special relationship with them.
这就是外面你往后读的时候呢，他可以去跟主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他可以到罗马的官长去跟他要主耶稣的身体。
That is why later he has the privilege to ask for Jesus' body after Jesus was crucified.
这就是为什么尼哥底母呢，可以在公会中呢，为了耶稣基督这些门徒们呢，在那边大声的辩护。
And also that's why Nicodemus was able to defend the disciples in synagogue.
所以这样的一个人呢，不仅这样哈，他也是犹太人的老师。
He's also a teacher among the Jewish.
那我们叫那老师这所以他同样的哈，他这样一个等于是有身份尊贵啦，又在犹太人中间那官的目的就是处理他们纠纷的。
So he's a noble man, and his officer job is to deal with the conflict resolution among the Jewish community.
那这个人呢，他晚上啊来见耶稣哦。
So he came to see Jesus in the middle of the night.
我们知道那时候耶稣他的身份是什么
So what was Jesus' status at the time?
耶稣他是拿撒勒人。
He's a Nazarene.
他讲话带着很重的加利利的口音。
He has a heavy accent from Galilee.
就像今天我开车来，我来听那个广播的讲道一样。
Just like on my way when I was listening to the podcast this morning.
那我听英文还可以。
I'm okay with English.
可是我很难去听得懂南方的口音。
But Southern accents is difficult for me.
南方的口音我不太会学。
I don't know how to.
对，反正你们大概知道我意思。我不 But, 我 David, can you know how to say in the Southern accent? Okay. 所以他就，那你听到那个南方口音的人哈，你就觉得说这个人讲的什么，我不是一开始我就不会很接受的。
So when I hear that, I wasn't upsetting what he was speaking because of the accent.
那主耶稣就是带着加利利。所谓的南方口音的一个传道人
Jesus will have had an accent at the time.
那这就是为什么犹太人呢？一听到主耶稣讲话的时候，他们里面就不太喜欢了。
That's why the Jewish people didn't like him after he once they hear his accent.
因为他带着很重的加利利口音。
Because he has a very heavy accent from Galilee.
那你想想看，一个我们用现在的例子来看好了。
So for example,
一个哈佛大学的神学院的教授。
A theology professor from Harvard.
啊，大家都去找一个到处旅行的一个我们如果浅明的讲叫赤脚传道人。
So if he go to visit a traveling preacher tonight,
所以他就问他说
，And he asked,
很奇怪哦
，It's weird.
他叫他拉比。
The Harvard professor called that preacher Rabbi.
拉比在第一个世纪的意思就是一个很尊崇的夫子老师的称呼。
Rabbi at that time means a respectful teacher.
然后到第二世纪的时候，拉比呢，就是大部分指你在学校里面有很深的学习被ordained的人了。
The second century rabbi means a person that is well knowledged and has been ordained.
所以他这样的一个身份高贵的人呢、啊，去见耶稣基督哦。
Such a man of noble status went to see Jesus.
哎，他说，老师。
And he said, Rabbi. 哦，
他说我们知道呢，你是从神那里来做教导的。
Say we know you are from God to teach us.
哎，所以他这里不说我。
He didn't say I.
他说我们哦。
He said we know.
意思说他来是代表谁？
So what does he represent?
他是有代表一群人哦。
He represent a group of people.
他不仅是单单为他自己来问耶稣基督哦。
The question is not just for himself.
他是有一群人，可能听到看到主耶稣做的这些神迹奇事的时候，这群人在底下可能就说：“这个人到底是谁呀？”
He's bringing the question from the group, wondering about what Jesus, all the signs that Jesus did.
所以有可能他们商量之后推派尼哥底母来找耶稣基督。
Maybe he's a representative of that group.
可是要知道他来的态度呢，这个就是很有趣的。
But his attitude, this is interesting.
他说：“我知道你是从上帝来做师傅的。”
He said, "We know that you are a teacher who has come from God."
因为你所行的神迹呢，若没有神与你同在，没有一个人可以做的。
For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him.
弟兄姊妹，他讲这句话是很有意思的哦。
This is a very interesting statement.
因为从旧约时候一开始到现在到今天
，because from Old Testament since today，
每个世代呢都有行神迹的人物哦。
Every ages there are people who can do signs.
他们都可以，就像你看摩西。
Like Moses，
去见埃及的法老的时候
，when he went to see Pharaoh of Egypt。
埃及法老那些术士啊，也可以行那些魔术的。
The magicians at Egypt, they can also perform signs.
他们可以把拐杖变作蛇。
They can turn stick into snakes.
他们可以水变成血。
Water into blood.
所以每一个世代呢，都可以做神一些 miracle 一些奇迹的人。
So every ages there are people who can do miracles.
可是但这些拉比呢，犹太人呢，其实也看很多了。
So the rabbis also know.
可是耶稣所做的事情呢，他们却觉得不一样哦。
But somehow they think what Jesus did was different.
大家如果往后读的时候，耶稣他做了什么神迹奇事呢
？Later you will see what signs Jesus had done.
他让瞎眼的人可以看见。
The blind get to see.
那我问各位一个问题哦。
Let me ask you a question.
你可以今天去找人家来帮你做神医啊。
You can try to find a miracle worker today.
我们知道现在很多祷告医治的。
We know there are a lot of inner healings.
你可以说啊，我今天腰很酸。
You say, oh, my back aches.
我今天这边很痛。
Oh, and I have pain here.
那你去人家祷告医治。
And people pray and hear you.
真假我们不知道。
If it's true or not, I don't know.
那你可以说，哇，祷告之后我腰就不酸了。
You can say, yeah, I feel better after the prayer.
祷告之后很奇怪，我这手本来麻了就不麻了。
And my numbness went away.
这你一讲的时候呢，是或不是我们不知道。
So we don't know what happened.
可是眼睛能不能看见，这是你一点都没办法争辩的。
But if can you see again, there's no dispute about that.
看就是看得见，看不见就是看不见。
You can see, you see, you don't, you don't.
如果你一个人说我是瞎子
，You say I'm blind.
那我被医治之后
，And then after healing,
我马上就能看见了。
I can see right away.
那你就马上知道他能不能看见呢
？Then you know right away if he can see or not.
这能不能假装的
？Can you pretend?
你说我看不见
，I can't see.
我得救了，我可以走路。
Then, oh yeah, I'm saved. I can walk.
那你睁只眼闭只眼这样子。睁只眼闭只眼的。Anyway, 你 one eyes closed, one eyes open. 那这个装装不来的。
But you cannot pretend that you can see again.
我们说耶稣让拉撒勒复活了。
So Jesus revived Lazarus.
拉撒勒呢？他不是说当天死去祷告他就活过来的哦。
Lazarus was revived on the same day he died.
他是等他死了三天哦。
After 3 days, that he died.
尸体已经在做什么？在发臭了。
The body was already
decomposing. 那弟兄姊妹，我请问你们一个问题。
So let me ask you a question.
你能够让一个现在所谓行神迹医治的人去把一个人死了三天身体发臭的人再让他复活走到你面前吗
Today can you find a miracle worker that can revive a decomposing body?
有没有啊
Can you?
不可能的
Not possible
可是我们主耶稣可以
But our Jesus can
所以历世历代以来也只有一个主耶稣了
So throughout history there's only one Jesus
所以他说你是从神来的
So he said, "You are from God."
若没有神与你同在
，without God's presence，
所谓自称我能够做神迹奇事，自称我可以做圣灵医治的人，没有一个人可以做的。
So without God's presence, no miracle worker can do it.
好，我们再往下。
So we continue.
那这次我们念中文哈。
We will read in Chinese verses.
来，我们一起念来。耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你。”人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”所以你看他问的问题是什么
？So look at his question.
他没有问问题。
He didn't ask a question.
他说：“你做的事情，你做的这些神迹奇事，我相信没有神与你同在，是没有人可以做的。”
Said that without God, I don't think anybody can do the signs that you did.
是答非所问哦。
And what's Jesus' answer?
他说：“我实实在告诉你。”
Jesus said, "Very truly, I tell you."
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
那如果你是尼哥底母呢
？If you were Nicodemus,
你跑来问牧师。
You came to ask the pastor.
牧师，你早饭吃了没啊
？Pastor, did you have breakfast?
我就说。我现在等晚饭呢。
And pastor said, "Well, I'm waiting for dinner."
那你想，这个人大概脑袋有点问题。
And we said, "Well, that's not the question I ask."
他问主耶稣，他没有问主耶稣，我能不能见神的国
？So he didn't ask Jesus about God's kingdom.
他来问主耶稣，意思是说，主啊，你知道我们这群人盼望的就是要来的弥赛亚。
He was asking about the coming Messiah.
因为我们在罗马帝国的统治下受压太久了。
Because we have been so oppressed under the government of the Romans.
从旧约时代耶和华所应许的那位，到现在我们都还在等待。
We're still waiting for the promised one since the Old Testament time.
我们这群人看到你所做的事情，相信是神与你同在的。
After seeing the signs you did, we believe God is with you.
所以主，你告诉我，你是不是要来的那位弥赛亚
？God, tell me, are you the incoming Messiah?
这是他真正要问的问题。
This is Nicodemus' question.
他要知道，他们盼望的那个能够释放他们、能够从世界的捆绑中释放出来的那位救世主，是不是就这位行神迹异能的耶稣基督
？He wants to know if the life-saving Messiah is Jesus.
耶稣没有说他是不是哦。
Jesus didn't say yes or no.
耶稣怎么回答
？What did Jesus say?
他说尼哥底母啊。
He said Nicodemus.
我老实的跟你讲。
Very truly, I tell you.
你要不是你如果不重生的话
，unless you are born again,
你就不能看到那个跟着那位弥赛亚来的那位弥赛亚国。
You cannot see the kingdom of Messiah that came with the Messiah.
所以主耶稣没有跟他讲他是不是弥赛亚。
The Lord Jesus didn't answer the question if he's the Messiah.
主耶稣需要帮助说，其实你这个人如果没有再重生的话呢，你根本不了解什么叫做要来的神的国的意义。
What Jesus meant is if you are not born again, you wouldn't understand the kingdom of Messiah.
所以弟兄姊妹做基督徒也一样哦。
So it's same as a Christian.
我们基督徒可能很感谢主哈，大家能够愿我有这个服事的机会来教会中哈。
So praise the Lord that we are here at this church.
我九月一号开始。
I started on September 1st.
那也同样的道理哦。
Also for the same reason.
我们很多时候都期望有一个牧师来能够改变教会。
A lot of time we hope that the pastor will bring changes to the church.
我们盼望神听我们祷告，带进一个能够做大事哦，让教会起死复生的牧师。
We hope for a pastor who can revive the church.
可是我们可能很多几十年走下来啊。
But after all these years.
我们可能连教会真正的意义我们都不知道。
We may not even know the true meaning of a church.
他们盼望一个神的国。
They are longing for God's kingdom.
可是他们盼望是一个人救世主来这样把他们带进神的国。
They are looking for Messiah to take them into God's kingdom.
耶稣却说，你们盼望我来，可是里面连神的国的意思是什么，你们都不知道。
But Jesus said, you are looking for me, but you don't even know the meaning of kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒也一样哦。
Brother and sister, same for us.
我们可以做基督徒几十年，很久了。
We can be a Christian for years.
我们把牧师当作救世主一样哦。
We see pastor as the Messiah.
可是我们根本不了解教会是什么。
But we don't even understand what church is.
教会是什么？
What is church?
神的国。
God's kingdom.
教会是什么？
What is church?
一个国度观哦。
It's a kingdom.
我们服事的时候呢，很少有国度观哦。
When we serve, seldomly we think about the kingdom.
我们愿意在教会里面把自己的时间、生命摆上的时候。很少看到说这边是一个神的国度哦。
We rarely see that this is God's kingdom when we are offering our service and time.
就是这个意思。
This is what it means.
一个很爱圣经、很公正，在弟兄姊妹中间很公平的，然后他也愿意当老师的，圣经道理很熟的，耶稣却说是，可是你连教会是什么你都不知道。
A person like Nicodemus, who is well versed in biblical truth, and then also is a teacher, also an arbitrator. And Jesus said that you don't understand what God's kingdom is.
那这老弟兄听到了。
So Nicodemus heard this.
你说他这回答是高兴还不高兴？
How do you think he will feel?
他说主啊。
He said.
人已经老了。
I'm old.
我怎么可能像你说了再重生呢
？How can I be born again？
我的六七十年就走过来了。
I already, you know, I'm in my sixties.
我怎么可能再回去重新过我的人生呢
？How can I relive my life？
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有现在还在想一些事情呢
？Brothers, sisters, have you thought about these things？
我那时候如果早知道，我那时候不要这样说，不要这样做就好了。
Only if I could have, I could have not, then that would be okay today.
可是我们有没有办法再回去了
？Can we go back in time？
过了就过了。
No, past is past。
哦，所以他同样的问主耶稣啊。
So he asked Jesus。
我已经六七十岁了。
I'm in my sixties。
你要我再重新过我的人生
？How can I relive my life？
我来问你问题。
So here I am asking you a question。
我怎么可能再进到我妈妈的肚子里面再生出来？
How can I go back to my mom's womb to be born again?
尼哥底母是非常有知识的人哦。
Nicodemus is well educated.
他不是像我一样是个草包哦。
Not like me, like undereducated.
他当然知道人出生之后是不可能再去从妈妈里面生出来的。
Of course, he knew nobody can be born again from mother's womb.
所以他问的主耶稣的问题是说：主，你说我不认识神的国，那我请问你，如果我要回去再重新来认识神的国？怎么有可能吗
？So his question was actually is how do I get to know God's kingdom if I cannot go back to my mother's womb？
我们到第五节哈。
So verse 5.
English, Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. 所以耶稣在说了。
Jesus said.
他再重复说一次。
He repeated.
他说我实实在在的告诉你。
Very truly I tell you.
圣经中他说我实实在在的意思。
So very truly in Bible means.
意思说耶稣说的他是非常的认真。
Means Jesus is really serious about what he's about to
say. 他说人若不是从水和圣灵生的呢你就不能进神的国。
He said, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit.
前面是说你要重生才能够见神的国。
Before he said, you need to be born again to see God's kingdom.
这里他在老师说如果你不从水跟圣灵生的话你没办法进去我所应许你要进入的那位天国那个天国也就是所谓神的国。
Here, what he's saying that unless you are born again through water and spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，这里不是受浸的意思哦。
This does not mean baptism.
你们不要把说哦，我要受浸成为基督徒，就是这个重生的意思哦。
Don't think that being baptized means being born again.
不是哦。
No, it's not.
不是啊，我待会解释给你们。
I will explain later.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit.
就是说我们的原生家庭，我们都是从父母生的了。
So we were all born from our parents.
从父母生的，所以你有父母的基因啊，有父母的样子。
So we have parents' genetics and their images.
那做基督徒呢？你愿意接受神成为你的救主的时候，你是从灵生的。
But for Christian, when once you receive God as your Savior, you were born from the spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都是从灵生的。
So Dear brother and sister, we were all born from the Spirit.
所以我们常说，我这个人软弱了。
So when we say, oh, I'm weak.
我里面还会想一些肉体的事情。
Oh, I'm flesh inside.
我会受情欲的吸引。
Oh, I'm disturbed by my lust.
对，我看到那个达勒赛，我眼睛就打得很开。
When I see the money sign, my eyes open.
这我有经历过。
Yeah, I have personal experience.
有一次我跟弟兄姊妹去吃饭。
One time we were at a dinner.
那弟兄姊妹很热情。
And brother and sister
were very. 我请一个老弟兄跟我们，那大我三十岁老弟兄一块吃饭。
We have a senior brother with us.
那后来我就说弟兄不好意思，我来付好了。
So I say, brother, let me pay.
老弟兄是我很尊重一个长辈，我就说那我来付钱。
Because I want to buy the meal for that senior brother.
那弟兄非常的好。
The brother was great.
可弟兄姊妹他是做生意的。
But he's a businessman.
那我们做传道人的比较会关。会观人的言行啊。
So we are more observant as a pastor.
不是说我在故意在挑他，不是这个意思。
I'm not trying to be picky on.
那时候我就把我钱包拿出来。
So I took out my wallet.
那弟兄本来是在跟那个人讲话的。
So the brother was talking to someone else.
我钱包一拿出来的时候。
And then when I took out my wallet.
就看我的钱包。
He turned his head really fast and looked at my wallet.
然后我把我钱包打开，有钞票。
And then I opened my wallet, there's money inside.
他就注意看我里面拿几张。
And then he was looking at the money.
我就跟弟兄说哈。
Then I said.
我说弟兄就一张啊。
Brother, I only have one piece of money.
所以神不管我们有时候有这样的软弱。
So no matter when we are weak in certain things.
可是在神来看哦。
But in God's eyes.
我们就是从灵生的。
We were born from the spirit.
我们不是从父母原生的意识生的。
We are not born from our parents'
flesh. 或者是情欲生的。
Or the lust.
所以神看我们很奇妙哦。
So it's wonderful how God sees us.
你就是我的子女。
You are my children.
我知道你有软弱。
I know you have your weakness.
我知道有时候你会失败。
I know you fail sometimes.
可是在我来看你。
But in my eyes,
你们因着信心。
Because of faith,
你们全部都是从灵生。
You are all born from the Spirit.
他没有什么灰色地带。
There's no gray area about this.
我们感谢神哦。
We thank Lord.
所以我们在神面前。
So in front of God,
我们绝对是从灵生。
We are absolutely born from the Spirit.
那时候尼哥底母就没有这样子了。
But Nicodemus didn't think so.
所以他又再说一次。
So he said again.
主耶稣再强调他的语气说一次。
Jesus emphasized again.
你们必须重生。
You have to be born again.
你们不要以为稀奇。
Don't think this is weird.
不要觉得我讲的东西你不了解很奇怪。
Don't think that you don't understand so it's strange.
然后再往下哈。
Let's continue.
来，我们来念中文。
Chinese.
风随着意识吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。所以主耶稣要帮助他，
So Jesus is helping Nicodemus.
这里风你是从灵生的。
So the, you are born from the spirit.
所以呢风呢那个在原文中灵就是空气风的意思。
So in the original language, spirit means air, wind.
风啊随着意思吹。
The wind blow according to the intention.
我拿个道具啊。
Let me grab a...
我有准备道具。你看这个是一个飘在空气中的条纸条嘛。
This is a piece of paper flowing in the air.
那我从这里吹。
I'm going to blow on it.
好。
Okay.
那我从这边吹。
Now we blow from here.
好，那我从这里吹。
From another direction.
好。
Okay.
那我从西边吹哈。
Now we blow from the west.
我们愿意接受主耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
When we are willing to receive Lord Jesus as our Savior,
你那天突然有圣灵感动。
You were moved by the Spirit that day.
你说主啊，不晓得为什么，今天可能突然觉得，让我觉得很享受你，很愿意来接近你的自己。
I said, Lord, I don't know why, but I really enjoy you. I want to get closer to you.
不仅这样子，我愿意把我一生交托给你。
And I'm willing to devote my life to you.
可能就是因为我们刚才可爱的王弟兄唱那么很爱主、很简朴的诗歌。
Maybe because from that simple hymn from Brother Wang,
很有感动。
I'm moved inside.
我能够成为基督徒，像这样子很不错。
Yeah, it's great to be a Christian.
所以圣灵的工作我们不知道。
We don't understand the Spirit's work.
有可能今天是你碰到一件事情。
Maybe something you encounter.
或者你有一点的想到主的话。
Or you thought about God's words.
也可能你做一点反省啊，人生啊这样子过有什么意思
？Also, maybe you are reflecting on your life.
就像圣灵吹个纸条一样。
So it's just like the Spirit blow on the paper. No matter which direction.
圣灵吹，你不知道从哪里来。
You don't know where the Spirit comes from.
可是你吹的时候，这个纸张会什么
？But when the Spirit blow.
一定会动的。
The paper will move.
所以主耶稣就这意思。
So that's what Jesus means.
他知道，他说尼哥底母啊。
He said Nicodemus.
你要知道，一个人如果是从圣灵生的。
You know if you are born from the Spirit.
虽然不知道他是怎么来的。
Although you don't know why.
可是做个基督徒，做一个跟从主的人。
As a Christian and Christ follower.
你一定有不一样的行为。
Your behavior will be different.
圣灵在我们每个人里面。
The Spirit dwells in us.
你可能感觉不到。
You may not feel it.
你也拿不出来证明给人家看。
And you cannot show people.
你要抓也抓不到。
You cannot grasp it.
可是主耶稣这样说。
But Jesus said,
你要进天国的人。
If you want to enter the kingdom of God,
人家会从你身上。
People will see
看到你结出圣灵的果子
that you bear the fruits of the Spirit.
看到你这个人像我这个人一样，我原本是雷子啊。
They will see you like me. I used to have a hot temper.
就是脾气大的人哦。
I'm like a son of a thunder.
我很喜欢挑剔人的。
I like to pick on people.
为什么你这样不做好，那样不要做
？Why not this? Why this?
可是我信了主以后、
But after I received Jesus,
我不是说我马上就改变了。
My change is not overnight.
也不是我问我太太说，哎，你最近我变得怎么样啊？
And I did, and also not from my wife.
弟兄姊妹，你跟问人家讲的哈，那都不准的。
Jesus, brother and sisters, if you ask others how you are doing, people won't tell you the truth.
所以有一天哈，我突然在洗碗的时候
，So one day I was doing dishes.
我洗得很用力啊。
I was really washing dishes really hard.
师母呢，圣灵在吹了。
And the spirit blow on my wife.
她说啊，今天你做的不错。
She say, oh, wonderful job.
我觉得你有一点跟以前不一样。
I see some changes in you.
就主耶稣的意思。
This is what Jesus means.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们这个人，我们可以接受主成我们一生的救主。
Brother and sisters, we can receive Jesus as our Savior.
我们可以熟读圣经。
We can read the Bible.
我们甚至可以帮人家调解纠纷。
We can be an arbitrator.
也是大家所尊重的一个人。
And everybody respect you.
可是我们要问我们自己里面的，甚至问我们里面的主耶稣基督哦。
But let's ask the Lord inside of us.
我们多少人有把握，我们以后一定会进天国
？How many of us have the validation that we will enter the kingdom of God?
我们多少人有把握？主啊，我很有把握，我跟随你。我的一生有结出圣灵的果子。
How sure are we saying that yes, I have bear the fruits of spirit?
我们多少人有把握 可以跟主说，主啊，你讲什么我虽然听不懂，可是呢，我愿意接受你成我一生的救主，因为圣灵的地方悔改的福音事工，他一个完整最重的负担就是传悔改的福音。
So this is the consummation of Jesus' ministry on this earth, is to preach a wholesome, a holistic gospel.
我们要从水生。
We need to be born from the water.
水代表洗净。
Water means cleansing.
我们读一下这个以西结书，这我就不提了。
So we are going to read verses from Ezekiel. We'll skip these.
好，这个很好哈 ，Rick Warren 哈。
Here's a quotation from
Rick
Warren.
God is not the center of your life, your worship. Then you worship. When he's not, you worry. 你说神如果不是你生活的中心的话，如果是，你会敬拜他；如果不是，你就开始担心很多事情。那我今天就这些，因为我就抱歉哈。好，我就在这个哈，他有同样的语。好，我来看这个哈，那以西结书三十五章二十五到二十七节。
Ezekiel 35:25-27。
来，我们来念二十五节，用中文来。
Let's read 25 in Chinese。
我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。这就是水洗的意思。
It's what it means to be cleansed by water。
这个水洒在我们身上
，The water is sprinkled on us.
我们就洁净
，We are cleansed.
主要洁净我们
，Lord wants to cleanse us.
用水来洁净我们
，With water.
所以我们脱离一切的罪污
，So we can be removed from all the sins.
不仅是脱离一切的罪哦
，Not only from sins.
还要弃掉什么
？Also
一切的偶像
，All the idols.
所以我们常说，主，我愿意在你面前做一个洁净的基督徒。
So we say, Lord, we want to be a clean Christian before you.
其实是除了你不要与罪有份有关之外
So in addition to sins,
你还不能有偶像哦。
We want to be away from idols.
那你们说偶像是什么？
You say, what are idols?
凡取代耶稣所有一切的人事物就是偶像。
Anything that may replace Jesus are idols.
那像你们知道我们两个人很喜欢追求学位。
So you know, we like to study.
可是我们如果把学位当作耶稣之上的话，学位就是我们的偶像。
A degree can become our idols if they are above Jesus.
我们要赚钱，这是很正常的。
Of course, it's normal to want to make money.
可是如果你把事业、你的前途是很重要，不要误会我的意思。可是如果你把这些都摆在耶稣之上的话呢，这些就变成你的偶像。
Career is important, but when they become above Jesus, then they are idols.
父母最爱儿子跟女儿的。
Parents love their children.
特别爸爸特别爱女儿。
Especially fathers love their daughters.
我们说女儿是爸爸前世的情人嘛。
We say girls are, daughters are the ex-lovers of the daddies.
对，我自己没有女儿。
I don't have daughters.
我里面就跟主说，主啊，为什么不给我一个女儿？
So I was like, why not me? I don't have a daughter.
因为我看到儿子就想教训他们。
Because when I see my sons, I want to teach them something.
可是看到女儿，我觉得看到别人女儿，我觉得好可爱哦。
But when I see daughter, I say, oh, they are so cute. I really want a daughter.
可是，一不小心，爸爸如果把儿女放在耶稣基督之上，那儿女也就变成我的偶像了。
Children can become your father's idols if they are behind above Jesus. Same for work. We have boss.
所以听上司的意思，让他高兴，这是应该的。
So it's natural to want to please your boss.
可是到有一天你是为上司而活的时候
，But if you are living for your boss,
上司就是你的偶像。
Then your boss is your idol.
所以要水来洁净我们。
So we need the water to cleanse us.
那我们脱离一切的罪污。
So take remove us from all the sins.
弃掉一切的偶像。
Get rid of all the idols.
26节,
in verses 26,
来, 我们念英文来, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. 我要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉死心，赐给你们肉心。意思就说好。我们水洗净我们的罪污，那我们弃绝一切的偶像，然后呢，我们要借着圣灵啊，来改变我们这个人。
That means after the cleansing of the water, removing our sins and idol, we need the Spirit to change us.
这个圣灵是心灵。
The Holy Spirit is
心灵。
The New Spirit.
The New Spirit.
这个圣灵现在都住在我们每一个人里面、啊、
The Holy Spirit is now dwelling in each one of us.
他有个目的啊。
It has a purpose.
要把我们肉体中的石心拿掉。
To remove the stone heart in our flesh.
什么叫石心呢
？What is a stone heart?
就是我们在世上，我们行事为人，有时候我们对人没有感觉的。
Sometimes we lose our empathy for people.
我们对神也没有感觉。
We also lose our empathy for God.
啊，你看到 homeless people 的时候
，When you see homeless people.
现在在加州在投 the pro 有27号法案。
There's a proposal 27 right now.
很多人在广告说，请你赞成，请你反对。
We see a lot of commercial about against it or for it.
赞成人说你要投27，因为会帮助很多。无家可归的人呢，政府有预算来帮助他们。
For it because then the, it will help benefit the homeless people.
可是你看那个反对人的广告，他们是说这些人你花这些钱花在这些人身上是浪费我们的税钱税款。
Against it because people think it's a waste of money.
因为这些人呢，就是游手好闲的、啊，不是生产。
Because they do nothing, they are not productive.
那弟兄姊妹，谁对谁错呢
？Who's right, who's wrong?、
哦、那从耶稣是怎么看呢
？What would Jesus say?
就是说，你要祷告，从圣灵里面来寻求答案。
Jesus said, "Pray, and then the Spirit will give you an answer."
所以，我们有我们的心，如果没有圣灵改变，我们都是石心哦。
So our heart are all made out of stone without the change from the Spirit.
我们可以说，我们很爱弟兄姊妹。
We can say we love brothers and sisters.
我们也老实讲，我们爱弟兄姊妹，很多都是有条件的哦。
And actually, our love is a lot of time conditional.
如果你对我不好，我也不会对你好的。
You don't treat me well, I'm not going to treat you well.
哪天你给我脸色看的话，你就看我下次要不要来教会哦。
He said, "Well, if you look down on me, I'm not coming to church."
啊，那天我跟牧师打招呼，他为什么不跟我打招呼
？How come the other day, Jesus, Pastor didn't say hi back to me?
我们里面很多故事。
We have a lot of story inside of us.
所以我们必须从水和圣灵生。
So we need to be born from the water and the spirit.
所以如何重生呢
？So how to be born again?
就是我们一起念哈，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇啊！所以弟兄姊妹们，我们其实我们都重生。
Brother and sister, we are born again.
可是我要提醒各位
，I want to remind us.
我们要用水来洁净我们这个人。
We need a cleansing from the water.
你必须重视在里面有圣灵与你同在。
You need to be sensitive to the spirit inside of you.
你不仅是与罪无分无关，你也是一个不崇拜偶像的人。
Not just be away from sin, also away from the idol.
而且你必须是有一个圣灵在你身上做工，能够改变你一生的基督徒。
Also allow the Holy Spirit to work in you to change you.
不要小看我们周围发生的人事物。
Don't belittle everything happening around us.
我牧师我才发现哈。
I just found out.
其实很多人，他如果跟我相处不好
，a lot of people who don't get along with me.
我跟我中间有冲突啊。
Or we have conflicts.
我常常发现
，I often found that.
是因为我这个人不在主面前。
Because I was away from God.
因为别人在用情绪回应我的时候。
Because when others react emotionally.
我那时候不是从水跟灵生的。
I was not.Born from water and spirit at that moment.
我那时候我是从肉身生。
At that moment, I was born from my flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
做个基督徒
，Be a Christian.
我们是应该跟周遭的人事物呢，不能说完美了。
It doesn't mean that we get along perfectly with everybody.
可是我们应该让人家知道说，是这个人、这个弟兄或姊妹，他有在改变中。
But people should see changes in me.
很奇怪，跟他在一起，我找他，他虽然会有软弱。
首先，哎呀 ，this person sometimes have weakness。
可是他凡事所想的呢，都是想，都是常常跟我讲的，就是主耶稣。
Well, all he talks about is Lord Jesus.
那不表示我们是一个很死骨不化的宗教徒哦。
It doesn't mean that we are religious.
而是因为我真的遇到困难的时候，主耶稣有帮助到我。
It's because I actually truly receive help from Lord Jesus.
而是因为我在走不出路的时候，我在祷告中主帮助了我。
So when I'm stuck, Lord help me in my prayers.
所以我乐意把主耶稣分享给人。
So I'm happy to share Jesus with others.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都要进神的国。
So brothers and sisters, we all are going to enter God's kingdom.
这是耶稣基督永生的应许。
This is the eternal promise from Jesus.
我们很感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们在新约的世代里面，我们都借着受浸成为一个重生的人。
In the age of New Testament, we were born again through baptism.
可是，在我们的这人生，在基督徒的一生中
，But in our life,
我们要常常提醒我们这个人。
We want to remind ourselves.
我们是不是从水与灵生的人？
Are we born from the water and the spirit?
主愿你的水洁净了我。
Lord, may your water cleanse me.
愿在我里面的圣灵变化我。
May my indwelling spirit will change me.
让我在跟人家相处的时候呢，我能够做见证。
So I can be your witness as I interact with people around me.
弟兄姊妹，我们再念第六节，我们再一起来。
Brothers and sisters, verse 6.
从肉身生的就是肉身。从灵生的就是灵，我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。愿今天的信息帮助我，也帮助大家。
May the message will help you and help me.
我们都是从神生的。
We are all born from God.
感谢主。
Thanks to be Lord.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
借今天的话语提醒我。
Through the words today, remind me.
也提醒弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
其实我很容易，我就是那个尼哥底母。
I am the Nicodemus.
甚至我以为我还做一个牧师呢。
I'm a pastor.
可是我很可能连你的教会的真正的是什么我都看不清楚。
I may miss the true meaning of a church.
所以主，我愿意在你面前，我们愿意在你面前承认我们的不足。
So Lord. I admit my limitations.
我愿意呢，再次的重拾我那时候决定成为你的门徒，接受受浸。那时候我是从水跟灵生的实际。
So I want to pick up the reality, knowing that I was born from water and the spirit.
因为这一生能够荣神益人。
So may my life be glorifying to you and benefit to others.
在我们的教会中建立你的国度。
So God's kingdom is here at this church.
这是我的祷告。
This is my prayer.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
In Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.